What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to the phones now with Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to add to what Dustin was talking about, he's right on point. I've always had this theory that they're actually building, creating the next generation of soldiers with these young children. And I walked over to our Walmart in the sporting goods sections and noticed they have an M16 BB gun. Looks very, very realistic, like a real military M16, shoots BBs. And I've noticed all these kids walking around in camouflage fatigues and
dog tags.
They're trying every which way to look militarized. And then you think about these video games here, and they got the Soldier of Fortune magazine, and you've got all these videos. I can't remember the name of the actual. There's a whole series of these killer video games where you're the soldier and you kill the bad guy. This military we have now, there's a huge weaponry surrounding drones and killing with drones nowadays. So, you know, we're killing people with toggle switches now, you know. Somebody's sitting in a room watching their little drone, and they're sending off a missile and killing people. And they're very desensitized, these kids. And so we wonder why. Why are we seeing all this? Whether this kid did it or not, I don't think he did. I think he's a perfect patsy. But we are building, they've been creating the next generation of soldiers with all this military garb in their heads and all these movies and videos. It's they're building the perfect soldier for the future. They're desensitizing them.
I would agree with you on that, but there's a downside to that, and that is that the kids are overweight, they're very weak. The Army recruiters have discovered they actually can't find recruits able to throw a hand grenade the required distance because they're not outside playing baseball or football.
Drone war. That's why they have the drones. These guys, these little fat kids who grow up, these fat adults sitting there in an office somewhere with a toggle switch, you know, with the drone, operating the drone, they don't have to have that physical capabilities anymore. They're going to be killing people with just the movement of a toggle switch now with the drones.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people sort of say that that's what the video games were intended to do, but what we're finding out is that at least some of these drone operators and drone pilots are in fact aware that there's a difference, that it isn't a game, that real people are dying, and it's actually caused a shortage of these drone pilots, which the military is trying to deal with.
That's it, Michael. Hey, thank you. Good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Let me start with my topic, and then I want to parlay to what Scuba Steve said.
Okay.
One, you were talking about the immigration numbers. You know, the last few months they've been saying 11, 12 million. Actually, they've been saying about 11 million for the last 7 to 10 years. So you take that, and you parlay this with the statistics at the border. They're only able to catch one out of seven people crossing that border. So that means six are getting by. So actually, the illegal migrants, the invaders into this country, are upwards of 60 to 70 million, if not more. That's where I go with that.
Yeah, okay, that's a mess.
Also, you got also to mention, you know, just to top that little ice cream there, is that the Chinese migrants, illegal border crossers, are the most popular, the most in the most numbers, above Hispanics, above Mexicans, above any other country in the world. It's the Chinese that have more illegals in this country than any other race or nation in the world right now. And it has been for quite a while. Just people don't talk about that. Why? We don't know. It's part of the plan. So let me sweep that under. I'm going to go over to Scuba Steve's saying how he's saying that they want these people, they're making the new next generation of soldiers, whatnot. Well, the Steve, we all know about the MK Ultra project. Well, MK Ultra is where it all started. It's much more advanced now. Okay, we're talking technology where literally they can rev people up through the signals in their cell phones and other things. That's where the 5G is all going to come in, and so on and so forth. So right now there's over 30 million, in excess of 30 million people pre-primed under the advanced MK Ultra program in this country. So at any given time, that can set anybody off they want. And this is worldwide. This is just in the United States. This is Russia. I mean, again, just start naming countries, and they got these people pre-primed under this deal. It's very, very disturbing, for lack of better words here.
Sort of reminds me of the old Charles Bronson film, Telethon.
I don't recall it.
Okay, basically the storyline is that Russia had a bunch of agents in this country who were so mind-controlled they didn't even realize they were Russian agents until they got a phone call, and there was a line of poetry that was read to them that would activate them to go on out and commit an act of sabotage.
There you go. That's all I got for today, Mike. There's just so much new. There's so much stuff we're being bombarded with. They're throwing everything at us, including the kitchen sink. Definite dire straits. And let me refer you to, everyone's got to recall, and Jerome Corsi's been saying this a lot, to refer back to that December 21st executive order where Donald Trump says in there, we are under a national emergency. Deflect people to that, and we are. That's where we're at. And Jerome Corsi emphasizes this everywhere he goes. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, the whole purpose of the declaration of a national emergency is that it activates extra powers for the president that the president would not have without a state of emergency. And we've been in a state of emergency going all the way back to Franklin Roosevelt. And every incoming president reactivates that declaration of a national emergency of one sort or another because they like having that extra power and authority. All right. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And Hillary Clinton is back in the news. And this time she's out there, she's still playing the blame game. She can't accept the fact that we, the American people, just did not want to vote for her. And she's been leading the charge saying, Russia, 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 Russia. But now she's got a new villain. And she's zeroed in on Facebook. And her rationale is that the Facebook charged the Trump campaign less for advertising on the platform, and therefore Facebook was obviously biased toward Donald Trump. Well, if you read Facebook's actual advertising policy, the more impressions and clicks and interactions and shares a post generates, the less Facebook relatively charges the advertiser to reach people. It's sort of a bulk discount. If only three people are reading your posts, Hillary, you pay the full price. If you've got tens of thousands of people reading your post, you get the bulk discount. That's how it works, and that's always been Facebook's policy. But in Hillary's distorted worldview, Facebook is now her enemy. And she's come on out now with a tweet saying we should all care about how social media platforms play a part in our democratic process, because unless it's addressed, it will happen again. The midterms are in 8 months. We owe it to our democracy to get this right and fast. Now, what she's really calling for, of course, is she wants the independent media to be shut down, because in 2016, the corporate media was all on her side. They even admitted it on air. There was no more that they could do to support Hillary Clinton. It was the independent media that kept the word out there about all the Clinton scandals, that called attention to Hillary's obvious medical issues. And that's what she wants to go away. They're literally declaring war. The government, the corporate media, Hillary Clinton, they all want the independent media to be shut down somehow, any way that they can. First Amendment be gosh darned here. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The State Department has just received $40 million to fund their own troll farm. There is now going to be an official U.S. propaganda office to go on the offensive against that gosh darn independent media. Here's the part that really irks me. Nowhere in the Constitution is the government allowed to spend your tax dollars to lie to you. In fact, nowhere in the Constitution is the government allowed to lie to you. And the 10th Amendment says they can't assume that. But here they're going. $40 million to basically set up their own troll farm to just pour more garbage on the independent media, try and make us look kooky. Now, long ago, when the United States was still a civilized country, there was actually laws that said the U.S. government may not propagandize the U.S. citizens. That law was rescinded, or it was overwritten by a law that says, yeah, we can. We can propagandize you. We have to. We have to convince you the wars are good and that Russia is evil and China is evil and we're the light of the world, blah, 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 blah. Now, Alex Jones got hit with a second strike on YouTube. And apparently, this resulted from a CNN lobbying campaign. And last week, CNN published a front page story entitled InfoWars is Two Strikes Away from Being Banned from YouTube, in which CNN deliberately misrepresented InfoWars content in relation to the Parkland school shooting. And the good news is that YouTube has backed off that second strike because there's been a huge public outrage over this very overt censorship campaign by YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Google. I mean, Google's out there banning any searches with the word gun in there, including Nerf guns, paint guns. Just ridiculous here. Now, I can understand why CNN may be a little bit upset with Alex Jones. They're in serious trouble. Right now, their ratings are showing they have less audience than the Hallmark Channel. And probably a lot of you didn't even realize we had a Hallmark Channel. But nobody's watching CNN. CNN's viewership is basically anybody who's sitting in an airport waiting area, because CNN is already up there. CNN pays the airports to have those monitors up there. Or in your bank waiting line. It's like the omnipresent view screens in George Orwell's 1984. You're not allowed to be away from one. You watch it, and it watches you. But apparently in terms of actual people in their homes watching CNN, it is just not there. Now, over at Newsweek, they appear to be in much deeper trouble than previously thought in this fraud probe by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. This is a report from the Wall Street Journal. And apparently it's gotten so bad that dozens of their staffers have handed in their resignations. They're getting on out of there. Now, here's a very important article. This is from shtfplan.com, probably a lot of other places as well. And it's titled, YouTube Censorship, They Are Stepping It Up. Something is in the works. And basically, it's calling attention to the fact that all of a sudden, all of these corporate-owned social media platforms are towing the U.S. government line, and they're deleting, if not outright banning, anybody who doesn't toe the line and parrot the corporate media and government's story on anything. And it does seem to be getting worse every single day that goes along. Now, maybe it's going to slow down because of that lawsuit against Twitter and the fact that we're all seeing that this is going on. And as we have on this coffee mug over in our online store, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force it to act like one where everybody can see it, which is exactly what is happening right now. But it does feel like we're building up towards something, and obviously, my expectation is we're obviously building up to a major war, because our government can't think of any other way to get out of the mess they've created. The economy is in a mess. Our infrastructure is crumbled. We've got massive unemployment. They don't want to admit that they failed as a government. They don't want to admit they're corrupt. Look how hard they're protecting Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. They need a war as a distraction in the hope that we will all forget about the crimes and the corruption and the decay of our infrastructure. And we'll salute the flag and throw our children onto the designated enemy's bayonets. Now, a little bit of good news. You know about the Health Ranger, the website, a lot of good information there. They are now launching their own video streaming service. It's going to be an alternative to YouTube, and it promises to be uncensored. And I hope they will allow live streaming, because I'll move my live streaming setup over to there when it finally opens, because already YouTube has deleted some of the videos that I have on this channel. Now, there's a new bill before the House of Representatives, H.R. 1865, and it is the first step in removing protections of website owners for what users post. It was a big stink a couple of years ago about whether website owners could be held liable for content posted on their site by users, especially small websites like mine, where I obviously cannot monitor it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, in this context, this bill is targeting specifically U.S. sites on which information regarding human trafficking is being posted. And they're doing that because nobody can really argue with that. Human trafficking, especially of children, is a terrible, terrible thing. But it's the camel's nose under the tent to try and make site owners responsible for content, because then obviously shills can post all kinds of illegal or hateful content, and we can be sued out of existence. This is turning into a real war. That's why Republic Broadcasting needs your help. We're in the fight of our lives right now. So let's talk about the war zones. There are so many of them. Apparently, Lithuania is deploying some of their special operations forces to Afghanistan, and they're increasing their support of NATO's Operation Resolute Support. Where do they come up with these names here? As I mentioned the other day, the U.S. is bombing Afghanistan so much they're actually running short on the bombs. And they're flying a bunch of them out of here in U.S. Pacific Command to take over to Afghanistan. Now, down in Syria, things are getting interesting. Russia is trying to order a daily truce for evacuations from Syria's eastern Ghouta. Now, this may get very, very tricky because we have seen reports that the jihadis, the U.S.-backed terrorists, are refusing to let the civilians live because they want more dead civilians to make it look like Assad is committing war crimes. And apparently any civilians who are trying to escape the area are being fired on by the jihadis. Now, U.S.-led coalition warplanes have once again struck Syrian regime forces. This is moving away from the proxies, because most of the U.S. proxies are basically losing or they're gone. ISIS has evaporated completely. So now we're seeing direct conflict between the major players, U.S. and Russia. Russians are being killed, and now the U.S. is bombing Syrian forces. Now, the U.S. is calling it self-defense. The U.S. always calls it self-defense. But the Syrian state news agency Sana is saying this is an aggression. This is an aggression against Syrian regime forces who are still fighting ISIS, al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, and the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Story from out of Global Research up in Canada, the U.S. is protecting ISIS to weaken the rivals and expand the U.S. occupation of Syria. And it is simply saying this story that the U.S. is opposed to ISIS is nonsense and nobody buys it any longer. The U.S. was arming, training, supplying ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria going all the way back to when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. They were taking weapons that had been captured in Libya because they would be untraceable, they thought, and they were smuggling them into Syria. And that consulate in Benghazi was the hub where it was all going through. The consulate was right next door to a warehouse where all this stuff was being stored. Another U.S. airstrike in Syria's al-Shafa region has killed at least 25 people, with more than half of the people identified as women and children. Now, details on the slain are still emerging, but a U.S. spokesman attempted to downplay reports, as always. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the wars. We're talking about Syria. And there's a very interesting article over in Zero Hedge basically saying Ghouta is an Aleppo repeat. And it is a desperate attempt to save the Assad must go agenda. And at this point, the U.S. clearly has changed the narrative again. They're moving away from, we're just there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda, because Syria and Russia pretty much have cleaned the country out. There's a couple of hot spots left, Ghouta being the prime one. And now they're back to Assad must go. Isn't that up to the people of Syria to decide? That's the way these things are supposed to work. And it's rather amazing to hear the U.S. screaming about Russia interfering in our internal politics when the U.S. has been interfering in the internal politics of country after country after country after country, including some who are supposed to be our friends. The U.S. actually did a regime change in France, which is probably what led to France deciding they wanted to cash in their Federal Reserve notes for the equivalent value in gold, which led Nixon to and gold convertibility. So apparently the Turkish armed forces and the Free Syrian Army linked the Turkish Armed Forces held area in western Aleppo and southwestern Afrin after they captured the village of Anqala and nearby points from the Kurdish YPG. So Turkey has gained control of a strip of the border inside Afrin. And again, whatever the reasons they're saying, this amounts to an invasion of Syrian sovereign territory by Turkey. And I don't think Syria is too happy about that. Now, here's a very interesting article. This is at Blacklisted News. Americans are horrified by mass killings unless the government is doing it. And it's basically pointing out how everybody is wringing their hands over the tragedy of the school shooting in Florida. And we should. Those kids didn't need to die. But at the same time, we just turn a blind eye to the millions being killed by the U.S. government around the world. And the fact that government is doing the killing isn't an excuse. We should be outraged over all of it, especially when you consider how many of these people being killed are not combatants. They're women, they're children. It's just indiscriminate death being poured all over these places. Now, the U.S. has just announced that they plan to stay in Syria and Iraq indefinitely because of the threat of terrorism. Well, the government of Iraq doesn't want the U.S. there anymore. The government of Syria has never wanted the U.S. there anymore. The U.S. is just out there saying, terror, 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 terror. We've got to move into your country. Got to bring in all kinds of bombs and weapons and stuff. They're trying to garrison the world like the ancient Roman Empire. And that cost of maintaining those legions and that far-flung empire is part of what brought Rome down in the end. There's a lot of death out there, and I'm not trying to trivialize what happened in Florida. But there's a lot more death out there caused by the United States government that we should be angry about. Now, the United States is warning Iraq against buying the Russian S-400 air defenses. The U.S. wants Iraq to buy U.S. weapons, which are much more expensive and don't seem to work as well. But rather than make better, cheaper weapons, Washington has told Baghdad that if they buy the Russian S-400 air defense system, the U.S. will hit Iraq with sanctions. It's arm twisting. It's like the mafia. You got to buy our product here or something bad going to happen. Not a way for a civilized country to behave, not by any stretch of the imagination. Very alarming story coming out of Blacklisted News again. Britain is now officially preparing for war against Russia. Apparently, the UK's Minister of Defense, Conservative Gavin Williamson, announced that the United Kingdom is changing its fundamental defense strategy away from one that's targeting non-state terrorists to one that instead targets three specific countries, Russia, China, and North Korea. And of course, he acknowledged that a massive increase in military spending will be needed for this and that savings will have to be found in other areas of government spending. Oh, like, say, the health services to pay for it all. Russia and China and North Korea are not the threat. The United States is. Just go back over the last 18 years. Who has been invading all these other countries on the flimsiest of excuses? It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not North Korea. North Korea is trying to kiss and make up with South Korea. Only the U.S. is getting in the way of that. So we're going to take another commercial break here. And after we come on back, more news and potentially more phone calls as well. So stay tuned for these words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And somebody just sent me this tweet. Apparently, there's a breaking news report out of Syria, a new massacre committed by the United States. The U.S. coalition carried out a series of airstrikes on a gathering for displaced families in Daret, in Deir ez-Zor. At least 24 civilians have been killed. Okay. Now, as you know, Bibi Netanyahu in Israel is in serious trouble. And he's facing corruption charges, and everybody's already saying he's done. He's going to be forced to resign. It's the end of the Netanyahu era. And looking at this article in 972 Mag, it's basically saying that Abbas is going to benefit from this because the deal of the century being worked out by Trump and Netanyahu did not involve Abbas in the negotiations. He was simply being told, you will implement this. And now with Netanyahu on the wane, it's entirely well, Abbas is basically back in control. And we'll see who is going to replace Netanyahu and if he's really a hardliner or if he's got some common sense and says this really needs to back on off here. Now, the Knesset has just started on a bill that will ban any groups and any media presentations in schools that are critical of the IDF. fact, they've also passed a law criminalizing criticism of the IDF. And so we're seeing the same kind of a crackdown on dissent in Israel that we're seeing here. Now, a little positive story. Apparently, there are some Palestinian students who are taking part in what is called the Silverstone Race Circuit. And it's basically students from all over the world building a race car and going on and getting into this race. And what makes this story special is these Palestinians literally built a car from recycled parts from wrecked cars. Total cost of construction, $5,000. And they're going to go compete in the international competition. And I think that is really good of them to do. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
I'm a little late tuning in, but when you mentioned about the various governments of who knows what country going attacking another and so forth and trying to instigate a war depending on who the national banker is and what they're trying to attain and so forth, I had a rather silly thought for you, although it probably will never happen. If the government structure is so gung-ho and dead serious in the U.S., here in the U.S., about starting a war with who knows what, then go ahead and take that government structure, along with the military-industrial complex, along with the national bankers, and whatever other entity, if you want to call it that, and put them on an island by themselves. Regardless of how big the island is, and say, all right, y'all want to have a war, then knock yourselves out. And guess what? You're not going to get a boat to get off the island unless you either build it yourself or we notice that there's maybe one person left.
Well, I had a slightly different approach, and that is that we take all these people who think war is fun and we put them into a sports arena with chainsaws. We sell the TV rights. And whoever comes out with most of their body intact is declared the winner. But you're absolutely right. Part of the problem with modern war is the people who want the war take no risk. They're not out there. I mean, in the past, leaders who wanted war led their own troops into battle. Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, they all went out there and they took that risk with their soldiers. Today, it's like that other caller said about the push-button war. Our leaders stay safe in their bunkers underneath Washington, D.C., and they send other people's children out to die.
Yeah, that to me is a despicable pig. Because, well, actually, I take that back. A pig has more dignity than that.
Yes.
For that matter. But yes, it's... Oh, gosh, I could go off on a tangent on that garbage, but... when it comes down to greed... bloodlust and all that. Oh, I know what it was. What you described about putting everybody into an arena with a chainsaw and all that, the first thought that came to mind was a film of long ago called Starship Troopers.
Yes.
With all the blood, war, and everything else. And I thought, I mean, after the first time I saw that film, that was it. I couldn't view it another time. It was nasty. So, anyway.
Yes.
Y'all have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ted in Honolulu. Aloha, brah, what's up?
Hey, Michael, aloha. I'm over in Honolulu. It's 79 degrees over here today, and nice day. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. It's 79 degrees here in Aiea.
Oh, good on you, good on you. Okay, well, a couple of comments. My first time calling in, pertaining the gun laws, I'm very familiar with the gun laws in Hawaii and actually found out most of the laws here are set by the Board of Health. So these are very local. And looking at all the literature, almost all the gun laws are local all over the U.S. So everybody seems to be barking up the wrong tree attacking Washington. Go talk to your local officials if you're not happy with your local gun law. So that's one statement.
Well, I understand that a lot of the attempts to ban assault weapons are being handled out at the state level. The only reason Washington, D.C. is being mentioned is because the Democrats are trying to use this to demonize Donald Trump for his past pro-gun stance.
Yes, sir, I understand that, of course, I understand. Well, the main thing is, though, the AR-15, of course, is being villainized, singled out, but you might be aware, on the Big Island, that's the weapon of choice for hunters. Many of the local people here, they love the AR-15, and they use them. They use them in their everyday life, and especially hunting wild pigs, but they do have some use for that. I personally am not attracted to those, but I would like to say, as far as the shooting, the school shooting in Florida, there's, culpability with the fumbling, bumbling, incompetent bureau, and they have a history of always messing up investigations, but they should be held criminally liable for not pulling the gun from that so-called child. I mean, he's 19 years old. Do you realize in Vietnam the average age of the soldiers was 19 and 20 years old?
Yes.
And
yes.
50,000 died. They're not children, but in Honolulu, I can tell you, I know the laws because I bought several guns lately, but not only 14-day waiting period, but if you have any mental counseling, anything, you have to have letters from the doctor, letter from the hospital. You have the FBI background check. You have mm-hmm. to then appear in person to pick up your application, to file the application, and come back in 14 days, pick up the license, go get the gun, bring the gun back, and register it with them. So they get three times to look at you, the HPD officers, and there's generally three of them. But I'm just saying, the man was the lawyer that called in earlier. He was saying, what could they do? What do you want them to do to the kid? Well, take the gun away. In Hawaii, they can take your gun away. Even if you have a medical marijuana card now, they will take your
yes.
gun away. So people just don't seem to have the facts. They don't understand. There are a plethora of laws regulating guns. There is gun control out there. We all know there is an agenda. So I just want to throw out, there is a great movie you might enjoy and the listeners might like to see, and it's called The Magnificent Seven. You might
yes.
recall that from the early 60s. Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, James
It's a classic.
Coven, but it was taken, yeah, it's a classic. It's taken from Hayakawa's Seven Samurai, Japanese movie.
Yes. He sued.
He
sued for theft of the story, and they had to put out a new release print where it said, based on Seven Samurai by Ishikawa.
Yes, sir, it's there. It's on the film, but I happen to watch it. It's on Roku right now for free. I watched it mm-hmm. twice, but if you want to see a good solution, it's all there in that movie. And also it has the farmers giving all the debate that you hear all from the Dems and the Fems and everybody, but they ultimately go to hiring these hired guns to protect themselves from the banditos, which was Eli Wallach, but they
yes.
did prevail by having strong firepower. And I'm of the belief that, you need to harden the schools, fortify the schools. Honolulu schools are not safe. They are wide open. I'm sure you're aware of that. I even
mm-hmm.
talked to a public school teacher. Public school teacher here last week told me a kid brought a weapon to class, 15-year-old, and the school took it away, and his father got mad at the school that they took the weapon away from the kid. So things are not right in Hawaii, and I doubt that they're right in the U.S. So I'm an airline pilot. I went through 9/11. When 9/11 happened, TSA came to the airports. TSA came on board with federal air marshals, and they also fortified the cockpits, and they gave us the choice to have guns in the cockpit. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It has worked. It has worked. So far, so good. So there are remedies. If you want remedies, there's solutions. This is the question. It doesn't seem they really want a solution. They want agendas, which you know.
Yes. No, I mean, there are going to be more of these staged school shootings until the American people surrender their guns, which is not going to happen. And that's a very bleak outcome there. But that's definitely what's going on. The government has reached the point where they understand we, the American people, don't trust them, don't obey them, don't listen to them, don't really need them. And so the next step is gun confiscation. So the government's people can stand there with their guns and say, you will do this. You will take that vaccine. You will eat this food and not ask if there's GMO in it. You will so forth and so on.
I agree completely. And I just, one thing I feel, if I was the president, I would take action right now to put in guards, military guards, call back the Marines, the National Guard, whatever, if you have to. Put them around the schools, defend our children. That's number one. Until we can fortify the schools, put fences in like a TSA set up, one way in, one way out. You have to do that. But again, you have to stop the people having access, not the access to guns. It's the criminals' access to the schools and the children. People don't seem to understand that. I don't think that's so complicated. I would call back the troops from Afghanistan if I had to and put them around to guard our schools. I'm sorry the president's not bold enough to take such a step, but I think that would be real leadership. That's what we need to do.
It would be if you go along with the story that this Nicholas Cruz acted alone in shooting up the school. I'm of opinion that it's just like Columbine and Sandy Hook and the Mandalay Bay, that this was engineered and created to push the gun grabber agenda, and Nicholas Cruz was set up to be the patsy. And why he's still alive is a mystery to me, because normally these things work a lot better when the patsy is dead. But somehow Nicholas got out of this one alive. And if you put guards and bars all around the schools, then gun grabbers will simply go someplace else, like they did in Las Vegas, shoot up a concert, shoot up a shopping mall, shoot up a movie theater. I mean, there are simply too many targets out there to protect, from this kind of chicanery on the part of the gun grabbers. And apparently these gun grabbers are willing to sacrifice children's lives for their agenda. Their agenda is more important. They don't really believe in school safety. They need lots of bloody shirts.
Well, I watched Mr. Pollack on Chris Wallace's Sunday show, and the father of the slain girl, and I like his chutzpah, his style, and he's saying, well, let's don't get off on the tangents. Let's stick to school safety. And that's just what I would say. The priority now is school safety. Whatever you got to do, make the students feel safe. And they don't feel safe. I asked the teacher Thursday night, talking to her, said the kid brought a weapon to school. Do you feel safe? She said, no, she doesn't. And schools here are not, they're not, they don't even have fences. They're wide open here. So
yeah, I know.
Hawaii has got some of the best gun laws, and again, they are local. People don't really understand them. You have to look up state by state your laws for the guns. There's tons of gun control and common sense gun control, but this is an attack on the Second Amendment. Of course, then the First Amendment right behind it. But again, we need some real leadership. If the problem is school safety, let's address school safety, just like we address the airports and airline safety.
Well, you're absolutely right there. If we lose the Second Amendment, the other nine amendments in the Bill of Rights don't mean anything anymore. The government won't have a reason to respect them. I mean, the government's already trying to put limits on the First Amendment. They're completely ignoring the Fourth Amendment with all this surveillance. Before I let you go, though, my recollection is that here on Oahu, boar hunting is only allowed with bow and arrow, because of the density of the population. But I guess they're allowed to use rifles down on the Big Island.
Well, yes, that's what I was talking about, on the Big Island. I have friends down there. Of course, hunting's a big part of them. But I don't think they can do that here. But they do use knives, dogs, and I think pistols. But Hawaii, they love the guns. But, they're very safe here. You know the culture. And we're not really shoot 'em up culture, but it shouldn't relax the guard, and certainly need to protect the children, and I just feel like we need to talk to our local officials. Just if you're not happy with your gun law, start there at home, and then of course the home starts with the parents, and obviously the parents need to take more control of the kids. That would be
well, that's a part of it, but I again, we need to look at these very dangerous prescription psychiatric medications, because almost all of these shootings involve people who are either on or withdrawing from these medications. And Congress actually held hearings on it, but chose to do nothing because the pharmaceutical corporations are such great campaign donors every election season. We've allowed money to dominate common sense in our country. And that's why we have poor quality medications. We're going to be talking about vaccines later in the show. Everything is so expensive. Everything is falling apart. It's all about the money. And we've lost sight of other priorities. Anyway, Ted, thank you for the phone call. We got to let you go. Got to do a commercial. We'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Just jumping on back to the Parkland shooting. Apparently, somebody has leaked a series of emails out of Fox News in which the correspondents and the prostitutes are being ordered to defend Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, over at CNN, they are so opposed to Donald Trump. They criticize him where... Trump come on out and said anybody would shoot up a school is a sicko. And I agree. And they've been made sicko with these prescription antidepressants. But apparently CNN came on out and said, oh, you can't do that. You can't call these people sickos. And they had experts come on in and say, you're insulting the mass killer. The corporate media has just become utterly useless. All righty, let's get on back to the news. A lot of stuff coming on in here. And there we are. Now, regarding immigration, as you know, Israel has this really bizarre idea that the rest of the world should have open borders and blend everybody together, but Israel has to be kept racially pure because they are the chosen people. And apparently Israel is getting ready to deport a whole bunch of asylum seekers back to Africa. And the asylum seekers are not happy about that, and so they've staged a major protest in Tel Aviv. Now, the other day we were talking about how the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was closed because Israel was passing this bill about church lands and more taxes. But Israel has now backed down because apparently the closure of the church just sparked a global outrage. So there we are. Another story from Electronic Intifada. Israel is now going to forcibly transfer several Palestinian communities entirely to make way for more illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. And the Israeli army has issued orders to the communities of Ain al-Hilwa and Jamal in the northern Jordan Valley, demanding immediate and total eviction of all residents within 8 days. Israel issued the same order to the community of Jabal al-Baba in the so-called E1 area near the mega settlement of Mala Adumim on the 16th of November. In all of these cases, the expulsion orders targeted entire communities. All of this, of course, illegal under international law. Now, apparently, Israel is starting to send police officers to man the police stations in Gaza, according to the PLO. And PLO officials are saying that this is aimed at establishing control over Gaza's Hamas-run police stations. All right, we're going to take a break back in hour three after these few words.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. aroutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.